Indigenous kids are incarcerated at 25 times the rate of non-Indigenous kids. And part of the reason for that is that that insane statistic, it might lie in the rates of Indigenous children that are being suspended from school. So we've got Grace O'Brien here, who's a UCS PhD candidate, to tell us more. So, Grace, we know Indigenous youth are overrepresented when it comes to incarceration, but do we have any numbers on school suspensions?
Yeah, we actually do have some numbers on school suspensions. Hi, Eleanor, but before I begin, would it be okay for me to... Well, I would just like to start by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land I'm on today and paying my respects to the elders past, present and emerging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with regards to the rates of students who are suspended, they're actually quite significant. For example, students make up about 18% of students with, Indigenous students make up about 18% of students with school disciplinary absences. So that's 45% compared with non-Indigenous students at 38%. And they're only 9% of the population in Queensland, so for students.
Wow.
So it's quite significant, really, when you're looking at those statistics.
All right. So why are so many getting suspended?
Well, that's what my research is really all about. I'm at the moment talking to people in the community about people that work particularly with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, young males, who have been suspended or excluded from school and then end up in incarceration. And I'm actually talking to them and trying to find out some information around why that's actually occurring. So what are the reasons for the suspensions and exclusions? So far, some of the data that I've collected indicates for very minor reasons Indigenous children are excluded. For example, not wearing correct socks is one of the things that's come up. You know, just different things, pointing a laser. There's no real pattern at this stage. I'm early on in the process of collecting that data. So,
Okay, well, I mean, in general, so how do Indigenous kids see school? Do they see it in a different way to non-Indigenous kids?
I think they see school as a place of learning, but what I think they don't see is anything that's culturally significant to them.
Mm.
If it is, it's things like, oh, we'll put on an ADOC day or things like that, but these kids go into school and it's for all... For all intents, it's a very Eurocentric system that we're still working with. So a lot of kids don't see themselves recognised within the school. They're bringing a culture to school and they're kind of having to drop it at the gate before they walk in through the gate and then they pick it up on the way out. So they don't see themselves recognised or identified in any real way.
Okay, so how can we change that approach? What kind of consultation has there been with Indigenous communities?
Well, I think there's been a lot of consultation. The problem is that the consultation happens, but then nothing eventuates from that consultation. And I think that that's where one of the problems lies. Communities on the ground, Indigenous communities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities that I'm involved with at a local level, they're doing fantastic work. They're trying to put their expert advice forward, you know, to change government policies around schooling and education for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. But unfortunately, it's falling on deaf ears. And this is one of the things that really needs to be changed because Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the ground have been working in this space for many, many years. And they have a lot of solutions to a lot of the problems. But unless the system is going to change, and that's where it is, it's the system, it's the structure within the system that needs to change for things to improve.
Alrighty, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for speaking to us.
No, thank you, Eleanor. Thanks for inviting me to speak with you today.
That was Grace O'Brien, a UTS PhD candidate, on the high rates of Indigenous children getting suspended and, you know, whether they have a connection with the later juvenile incarceration rates.